Phenotyping corn. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Developing drought-tolerant corn that makes efficient use of available water will be vital to sustain the estimated 9 billion global population by 2050. University of Missouri Associate Professor of Electrical Engineering and Computer Science Guy D'Souza is examining plant phenotyping, which assesses growth development, yield, and items such as tolerance and resistance to environmental stressors by correlating these to the physiology and shape of the plants.
Our team was studying field phenotyping. So it's basically myself and a plant scientist who is Felix Fritschi. And we are both interested in creating robots that can be deployed in the field and do field phenotyping as opposed to greenhouse phenotyping. There are members of the team who do greenhouse phenotyping at Danforth, for example. There's maybe three people there who are studying, again, how plants respond to different conditions, but all in the greenhouse, simulating the greenhouse. We work with them. So, for example, for this research, we want to interesting research questions like, what's the difference between the greenhouse and the field? We know it's different. We know that plants are going to be exposed to different situations in the field, but how different is that? Is there a correlation? How much correlation exists in the growth of the plant in the greenhouse with the growth in the field? Can we achieve the same conclusions? Can we extrapolate from one case to the other case?
The team uses robot towers in their research. David Sparks, AgInfo.net.